I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, October 3rd. A missing Quincy girl has been found safe. Quincy police say 13-year-old Michaela Jordan was located yesterday after being reported missing on Tuesday. Jordan had last been seen on Sunday morning. Details about where she was found were not released. State lawmakers are asking questions of Stop and Shop after a teen task force found pricing discrepancies between city and suburban stores. The Quincy-based grocery chain charges, quote, egregiously higher prices at an urban store location in Boston, according to youth volunteers at the Hyde Park Task Force. A letter from lawmakers alleges that the Jamaica Plain Stop and Shop on Center Street was charging 18% more for groceries compared to a store location in Dedham. The numbers come from a study done in June 2023 when the youth volunteers bought nearly identical items from each store. If a household spends $300 on groceries weekly, the study found they'd pay about $2,800 more per year at the Jamaica Plain location than if they shopped in Dedham. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey stated in their letter that Stop and Shop responded to that task force report and insisted the overall price difference between the locations is less than 21%, the original study reported. However, the senators and two other members of Congress said Stop and Shop's actions appear to reflect opportunistic and sometimes predatory pricing practices by major food and grocery corporations in the country. In a statement, Stop and Shop said under no circumstances does Stop and Shop consider a store neighborhood socioeconomic makeup when setting prices. Stop and Shop, like many other retailers, has prices that may vary by store location to account for factors such as whether a property is owned or leased, rent, labor costs, store size, and store offerings, among other things. Quincy College has appointed three new members to its Board of Governors: Robert Chambers, George Hardiman, and David Mahoney succeed Greg Handley, Dr. Thomas Fitzgerald, and nurse Carolyn O'Toole, whose terms as governors expired in September. Chambers, a Quincy resident, serves as Vice President for Strategic Engagement and Chief of Staff at the Mass College of Art and Design in Boston. Hardiman from Easton is the Chief Executive Officer of Tremont Credit Union, a cooperatively owned, not-for-profit financial institution serving more than 250 select employer groups throughout Greater Boston. And Mahoney, a lifelong Quincy resident, is a local attorney whose practice specializes in real estate and zoning issues. The 13 members of the Quincy College Board of Governors each serve up to 12-year terms. Brian Walsh's defense team is questioning the impartiality of the investigation that led to him being accused of killing and dismembering his wife, Anna Walsh, and is asking for documents from two other high-profile Massachusetts murder cases. 48-year-old Walsh was arrested in January of 2023 and was indicted by a grand jury on charges including murder. He's being held without bail. Last month, prosecutors preparing for the murder trial of Walsh informed the court that they do not plan to call disgraced Massachusetts State Police Trooper Michael Proctor as a witness. Proctor was the lead investigator on Brian Walsh's case and also led the investigation of Karen Reed. Proctor was suspended by the department in the wake of embarrassing testimony during Reed's high-profile mistrial. He was formerly an investigator assigned to the Norfolk County District Attorney's Office. The defense is demanding that prosecutors turn over all records related to Proctor, including his cell phone data, internet account, and more than 3,000 pages from any ongoing federal investigation. Walsh's team asked the prosecution to share all documents, as well as the investigation into the death of Sandra Birchmore. Documents pertaining to Proctor's job performance were also requested. Governor Healey took action yesterday to immediately implement a sweeping new gun law that cracks down on privately made, unserialized ghost guns. criminalizes possession of bump stocks and trigger cranks and requires applicants for a gun license to complete live fire training. The new law was approved in July and was set to take effect later this month. The action by Healey frustrates efforts by gun rights activists who had hoped to gather enough signatures to suspend the law before it took effect. The law also expands the state's red flag law to let police as well as healthcare and school officials alert the courts if they believe someone with access to guns poses a danger and should have their firearms taken away, at least temporarily. Gun rights advocates have called the measure an historic attack on our civil rights, saying it places unnecessary barriers to law-abiding residents seeking to own a gun. Activists have been looking to suspend the law until voters can weigh in on a potential 2026 referendum that would repeal it. To keep it from taking effect, they needed to file at least 49,716 signatures from registered voters, which will also help guarantee the question is placed on the ballot. The governor's decision to put the law into effect immediately blocks any temporary suspension of the law. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 39 points. The NASDAQ rose 14. The S&P is up just a fraction. Asian stocks mostly lower. The dollar gained value and the euro fell. Oil at $71 a barrel. Sports. Bruins in preseason play out in L.A. against the Kings tonight at 7 o'clock. National Weather Service forecast today. Partly sunny and mild. High 72. For tonight, partly cloudy, low 56. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy but warm at a high 75. Saturday, sun and clouds, high of 73. Partly cloudy, 68 on Sunday. Marine forecast calling for 1 foot waves, southwest winds. 5 knots become southeast later today and a high tide at 12:31 p.m. Sunrise at 6:43, sets at 6:20. Traffic note, the Four River Bridge scheduled to open at 10 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, October 3rd.